From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tisa tomorrow. When Aaron saw that the Jews were about to do one of the worst sins ever, the primal sin of the Jewish people, the sin of the golden calf, Vayar Aharon, he saw what was going on. They said that this is their God, maybe a messenger, maybe this is instead of Moshe. Who knows what they were saying? Vayivim Mizbeach Lefanav, he builds an altar. Some rabbis say that he was building it to stall. You figure you put one brick down, another brick, and you know, while you're building it, maybe Moshe would come back. Vayigra Aharon Vayomar, Chag Lashem Machar. And Aaron called in front of the altar, and he said, you know what? Tomorrow will be a great holiday for God. Why tomorrow? Why does he say tomorrow? Why not today? So Rashi says, V'yavo Moshe, he says, we'll make it tomorrow. By tomorrow, Moshe will be back, and surely he won't allow any of this nonsense. Rabbi Yosef B'choshur, similarly, V'ichra matamacharat, he delayed until the next day, the Chizkuni, l'sal kam midvarim, he wanted to sort of push them off with words, ad l'machar, until tomorrow. Rabbi B'chaye says what we mentioned, etatzel v'vniyat ha-mizbech, look, I got to build the altar, I'm busy, I got things to do, and until it finally happens. This notion that if people are engaged in sin, you tell them, you know what, let's talk about it tomorrow, is very important in fighting the evil inclination. The first advent of the evil inclination was with a snake, which perhaps was the Yetzer Hara, was the evil inclination. And when it came to the snake, it was so tragic that the human being had just been created. According to rabbinic tradition, the human being was created on Friday, and before sundown, she had already sinned, and it was over. If they had just been able to wait one day, it would have been the most beautiful Shabbos. It would have ushered in the world to come. Korach, he says, Boker Yoda Hashem, when Korach came to attack, another evil inclination type of attack against Moshe, Moshe said, well, Boker, in the morning we'll find out what's going to happen. Maybe by the morning you'll gain your senses again. And of course, when it comes to Amalek, we just finished Purim, when it comes to Amalek, they're all about today. Because Zeresh, the wife of Haman, she said to him, in the morning, he'll tell the king, you know, to hang Mordechai, everything will be great. What did he do? Haman went in the middle of the night, when it was very suspicious to show up to the king. We all know, says Esther, that you're not allowed to go to the king unannounced. He goes unannounced in the middle of the night. Achashverosh says, Mi b'chatzer, who's over there? What's going on here? And in fact, that was his downfall. That was the moment when Haman came in the middle of the night, when Achashverosh was very suspicious of what's going on. He's having paranoid nightmares. And that's when Haman walked in, and that's when Haman had his downfall. He was told to give a parade for Mordechai. And when it came to Esther, she understood the secret, because she remembered her great-grandfather, Yehoshua. When Yehoshua was battling, what did he do? Moshe said, "Machar anochi nitzav v'rosh ha-giva." Tomorrow, I will stand on the mountain with my hands up, with Aaron and Hur on my side. Why tomorrow? If the battle is now, why tomorrow? The answer is that when you fight Haman, when you fight Amalek, the best thing is to realize, to think long-term strategy, because Amalek and the evil inclination are all about the here and now. But Esther understood that if she was going to get out of this, she has to think about Machar, tomorrow. So she invites Haman and Achashverosh to a party, and then what did she say? That Haman and Mordechai should come Machar. They should come tomorrow to another party. She's not going to do what Mordechai did. Mordechai was a bit impulsive. Mordechai had this one negative trait, that he just was all out there. He said, go, you have to beg to the king. And she said, wait, we have to follow the protocol, we have to think about it, we have to fast for 3 days. And then she makes one party, and then she doesn't beg for the king. She asks for the second day. She's waiting for the right moment. It takes time. Perhaps we can suggest something similar when it comes to the Parah Aduma, Parshas Parah, coming up this Shabbos. What's Parshas Parah? A person comes in contact with the dead. So what do we say? 7 days. It's going to take 7 days till you're ready for the next stage of life. Notice in America, people lose a loved one and they sit Shiva for 2 days and 3 days. Shiva, which means seven. They sit for 2 days, 3 days. And they say, oh, that was their Shiva. Or a non-Jewish person might say, a person passed away. It's time to get back to work. But the idea of Shiva is that there needs to be a break between death and life. You need time. Time to get one's composure. Time to mourn. Time to contemplate that a human being has been lost. We need to do something about it. We need to think about it. And therefore, Torah gives us time. 7 days. Third day and the seventh day, we're sprinkled with the ashes of the red heifer and the waters. And with that, we can be purified. Then walking into the temple with peace of mind. It's nothing impulsive. We don't make vows based on death or anything else. We have peace of mind. We have time for reflection. This is the secret in fighting the evil inclination. Evil inclination wants to be impulsive, wants to do it now. As in Judaism, a lot of things require patience. Tomorrow. In fact, it says, Naim LaTorah, you know what Aaron was saying? He says, Chag LaShem, the true rejoicing will be Machar, not tomorrow. Some tomorrows mean not the next day, 12 hours later, but it means in the end of days. In the end of days, there'll be a great Machol, there'll be a great dance. All the righteous people will be dancing around God. You want to be part of that. Don't get involved in this evil act of the golden calf. Wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow, there'll be great rejoicing. Tomorrow, tomorrow, God will make a dance for the righteous. And we want to be there, so we're going to have to wait for tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of Parsha and the holidays. Well, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.